Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, very excited to have Jamie Reed come on, the whistleblower from WashU's affirming care center that closed down. You had John Oliver taking some shots at her, really at Barry Weiss, but brought Jamie into the fray, and I know she has some reaction to that. So that's coming up in the next hour, right after Sue's News at 4:32. We are joined right now by Aja Nomani, senior fellow at the Independent Women's Network, the founder of the Pearl Network, and the author of Woke Army. Want to get your thoughts, Aja, on everything that's happening in the Middle East. How are you this afternoon?
I am really good. I've been watching the videos of reunification like so many people, and I'm just stirred in my heart.
Yeah, it's quite the, 48 hours, if you will. And I had just had Rocky Sickman on the air, who was one of the hostages from the Iran hostage crisis many years ago. He spent 444 days in captivity. I mean, you're adding almost an entire year to some of these hostages. And I don't, two things. I don't know how you survive all that time mentally and maybe physically, but then just trying to adjust. Your family's happy. You're glad you're out, but just trying to adjust after something that's that traumatic. And Rocky spoke to that a few minutes ago. It's just got to be horrifying.
Yeah, I'm really honored to also have one of my projects that I work on, this initiative called the Israel Healing Initiative. A friend of mine, Orly Petter, started it. She's a psychologist and the daughter of a Holocaust survivor. So she's been doing trauma work for 30 years. And, I met her because I wrote a piece about going down to Guantanamo, like the darkest place on this earth, to see literally the face of the man who killed my friend Danny Pearl in 2002. And I'm just taken back to all those moments because I know what it feels like when your loved one does not come back home. Because we got a knock on the door back in 2002 and the Pakistani police were standing there with the FBI, and they told Danny Pearl's wife, Marianne, "I'm sorry, I couldn't bring your Danny home." And for folks who may not remember, Danny was a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. And I'm so glad that you had the former hostage from the Iranian, crisis speak, because this is a long battle. Like, that's what I want people to know. And this trauma is so deeply embedded. Orly, has been working for the last 2 years on helping survivors smile again. And I've watched her work and I've supported it. And she has helped me, because the first thing that happens is this is like tragedy that is so unfathomable to our human mind that the healthiest thing we can do is dissociate, cut it off a little bit, And I'm so sorry for talking for so long.
No, you're always great at talking. But, I saw that one of the posts that you had about the Israeli Healing Initiative is this guy who, had to witness his girlfriend being executed, and then he committed suicide because of that.
Yes, and that's such a reality of it's called survivor's guilt. And I had it. I came out of Pakistan. I thought, what did I do wrong? Like, what did I not tell Danny? I had tried to teach him every bad word in Hindi language, so he could walk the streets and speak. And I didn't teach him certain words that I thought could have given him the clue that the guy that kidnapped him was a bad guy. And it is a torment. It is truly a torment. And people will resonate with this on so many levels, because it can be that you survived childhood abuse. you were the sibling that your parent didn't beat up. You survived a car crash and somebody else died. This is the deep invisible wounds, and this is the deep invisible war that, why are we talking? Why are you talking to me? Because for 20 years I've fought the Islamic extremists that are terrorizing our world. And I thank you so much for always giving me voice, thinking of me, you know, as a person out there in the wilderness who might help bring some insight. Because over these two decades, you're right, I have gone into the darkest places, and yet, like everybody, always looking for the light. And that's what we have to do. And I hope, you know, and I just want to tell everyone, too, as you're watching these videos and you're absorbing all of this violence, Charlie Kirk is being memorialized right now as we speak. You know, that's a beautiful day. I see the white chairs and the orange cushions, you know, brightness in the sunlight. And that's what I encourage everyone to work towards, you know, in your own lives, because you are absorbing it, too, whether or not you are a firsthand witness to these tragedies.
By the way, if you scroll down on Azra's Twitter page, and I remember seeing this a couple of days ago, you had a great picture. I guess Danny Pearl would have turned 62 the other day, and you have this picture from 1995, a young, sassy Azra Nomani with Daniel Pearl on a rooftop in D.C. I love that picture. It speaks
volumes.
Thank you. It speaks volumes.
Danny was wearing mismatched clothes. His hair was a little long. And yet he was a great guy. I was a young, I was my 30th birthday. And as a Muslim feminist, I had always still absorbed, you know, the shame of, you know, don't show your arms. You know, it's un-Islamic, da, da, da. I wore this awesome fuchsia, you know, tank top type of gown, and we just had a great time. Like, it was just friendship expressed, and that's what I learned coming out of Guantanamo. That's what Orly helped me also live, is that we must live, you know, in the memory of all of those that have passed away, and do just like what you do, Mark. You know, just like what we all do, is try to make the world a better place, bring truth. You know, speak truth to power, expose the injustices, and you do it every day. And I'm just always so happy to speak to you because I can feel that in your efforts every time I talk to you.
Well, that means a lot to me, Azra, because, you know, I'm a fan. I'm going to let you go because it looks like this ceremony is going to start. We're going to try to air some of this, but thanks for reflecting this afternoon. You always know I appreciate it.
I love it, and I wish well to everyone.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.